Adam and I got in a fight.
Take your butt.
I want to take that butt.
Okay, are you going to see him again?
I think so. Thanks for not saying anything.
I'm not going to let it hinder me from seeing other people. Like, I'm still interested in talking to other people. I was a menace to the entire NYU Langone Hospital.
I'm not a snitch.
I am.
Snitches get stitches.
Not me.
We're here.
We're live and rolling. Katie's in a pink sweatsuit.
Like 75 degrees outside.
Wait, I know. I literally put on my puffer coat to come to Katie's apartment, and then I am walking out the door full puffer coat zipped, look down at the weather, and it's 74 degrees.
I don't know what keeps happening these random days. I'm not complaining, but I feel...
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The podcast gets to hear the doorbell. Who's that?
I don't know, but he's wearing a beret.
What?
He's an artist. A local artist All is right. entering the building.
He's okay.
That man was wearing a beret. I'm so glad that you guys got to witness that.
The pod finally, I hope they got to hear it through the microphones. I feel like they would have. It was pretty loud.
I feel like these mics pick up literally everything.
Yeah, they definitely do.
So yeah, if you guys heard, we have not changed the doorbell.
In case you're curious.
In case you're curious, it's still Titanic, and I don't know how to change it, nor am I all that passionate about it, because I've just gotten so used to it. Like,
I think it adds character to the apartment.
It sounds like home, you know?
Yeah. And the first thing I said when I came in here, I gave you another compliment. I followed up on the compliment train.
Adam did give me a compliment. Now that I've gotten some things on the walls, Adam's giving me compliments.
Oh,
now it's not a mess in here.
It's starting to look good. Yeah, well, it's still kind of a mess, but that's all right.
The mess is hidden, so I can't see it. Katie knew I was coming.
Yeah, we actually had a sea of, I'm not even kidding, 8 boxes filled with other boxes. Like boxes with boxes inside of them where you were currently sitting. I had a mound of boxes I had to get rid of. And I was like, Jack, we got to get these out of here before Adam comes, because he's going to have so much to say if these boxes are still here. I literally hired, like, I went online and I Googled guys who get boxes from apartment. Like, I don't even know what I Googled, like box removal from apartment near me.
There are probably people who honestly like take them and sell them.
No, I don't know what they did with the boxes, but they took them out of here.
For free?
Yeah. Oh, no, not for free.
You need to pay for them.
But no, not expensive, though. And I only did this because we actually have been having some issues as a building with our trash. We've gotten some notices. I don't know. There's some tea. There's some drama. Someone in the building is not doing their part, okay?
Well, there's only like 5 people in here, right?
I know. So it's like, who done it? Our guy that like takes the trash out and like does all the recycling and the trash.
The porter, isn't that him?
The porter, I do believe that's his role. He is a very sweet guy. We really like him. Jack's like gotten great rapport with him. He's tight with the porter, which is good, because as you know, I had issues with the last building, like situations involving packages. So we're buddies with him, but there's some tea. There's a place in the backyard where our trash and our recycling is supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear. And someone has been putting their stuff out in the front on the street. Has been just like dropping their stuff out there.
Which, like boxes are full on trash?
All of it. All of the above. They've been putting their stuff like out front, which is like...
Oh wait, Katie, there's such an easy way to figure out who it is. Just like go look at what's writing or written on the box. Like if it's like 3, whatever, 4.
So, okay, I'm getting there.
Are they crossing it out?
This was a few days ago that the first offense occurred. Someone put their stuff out front, which like it said it so clearly in the email, like when we first got the keys, like this is where you put it. And it's like, it could not be easier. Honestly, it's harder to have to go outside and then find your way back in with all the keys and the codes and everything.
Yeah.
So this person has been dropping their stuff out front instead of out back. Long story short, we got like a long email about it from the building. My heart sank because I immediately was like, I must be to blame.
You were having PTSD.
I was having PTSD of being like the most hated person in the building.
Right.
So I thought it was about us. And then I was like talking to Jack, and we follow all the rules. Like we have the clear trash bags for the recyclable stuff, the black trash bags for the trash, break down the boxes. Like we've done everything correct. There's so many rules with New York City trash.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we've gotten like summons, like court summons, like for the building, like the owner's going to have to, or whoever has to go to like court because some person. So I was walking back from yoga this morning and I saw, I did what you just said. I was doing some snooping because it was there again. So this was like a separate, this is a new bounty of trash. And this I figured out. This
person just doesn't give a fuck.
No, but I figured out who did it. I figured it out. Know. So I know. I know the offender.
Did you tell?
I'm not a tattle. I'm not a snitch.
I am.
Snitches get stitches.
Not me. Snitches. I'd be sending an anonymous note. I'm like, that's how you get in with the super.
Well, because you're going to get fined. Who? Probably.
Me?
The whole building. Well, because they get tickets.
No, I know, but like,
also, we're not. That's how you build rapport with the super. No, by no. Telling on people. Be like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I know who it was.
Maybe I'll tell the porter.
Yeah, tell the porter.
My friend. Anyway, so that's why I'm explaining the fact that we got these boxes professionally removed, because I felt so bad for the porter, who's definitely like, he's going to get in trouble for this, for the court summons. And I don't want that for him. So I hired boxmen. They came in here and they reeked of weed. And Jack,
that's so not shocking.
They were 2 hours late for the window.
They were busy.
From 12 to 4, the box men were supposed to arrive and take the boxes out. And I also think box is a euphemism for vagina. So I can't stop thinking it when I say it. But they came 2 hours late. I had to have Jack like give them a call. And I was going to give them a call, but I crumble under pressure. So I was like, Jack will like be stern and mean to them on the phone for being so late.
You're getting a portion of your feet cut.
And they were like, hey, man, we're in Jersey right now. We're going to be there in an hour. An hour comes and goes. Then another hour. I'm like, Jack, you got to call them again. And literally as he was about to call them, Titanic, they were here. They were here and they took all the boxes away. So now Adam can sit in a gorgeous box free zone.
I love sitting in my gorgeous box free zone.
That was gorgeous. Really, I know it's an uninteresting story, but...
No, nothing I love more than hearing about Katie's apartment drama.
Well, I don't know what to do with this information. If I know who the person is who's at
fault. I'm telling you, you need to tell the porter, or you need to tell somebody of importance in this building, because that's how you build, that's how you become the favorite tenant, is by tattletaling.
Okay. You already are the favorite tenant. I doubt they got saunas.
They probably didn't get saunas.
I was going to ask, like, what are you going to do with the sauna? Like, it's not, you can't keep it.
So, the landlord is implementing storage space in the basement.
Okay.
For each unit, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So there's like a little, like, kind of like a shed size of space down there for each of us. Mm-hmm. And he's still like working on finishing it. Like right now it's like an unfinished basement vibe. So once he finishes it, the sauna will be going in there.
I think you should just sell it.
What? It was a gift.
You can sell gifts.
No, not legally. Over a certain amount of money.
Wait, there's no way that's true. Like, if Colby gifted me, like, an Hermes bag that I hated, like, and I wanted to sell it. I was told
that over a certain amount of money, you're not allowed to sell it.
I think if, like, you're an influencer and you get gifted product, yeah.
I am an influencer, and I was gifted a product, Adam.
Not for the purpose of, like, promoting it online.
I don't know. But the thing is, I love it. I don't want to sell it. Why are you making me sell it?
If it's in your storage unit, what are you going to do with it? Why don't you just send it to your parents? Or keep it down there until they come here next.
I think that's the most realistic option. Is either you sell it or you give it to your parents. Like, it's just going to die in your basement.
Well, I was going to bring it up whenever I wanted to use it.
You're going to bring all that thing up the stairs? No,
what if I go sit in it in the storage unit?
That sounds like my actual worst nightmare. Yeah.
Jack's like,
you're
going to
go sweat in the storage unit?
Where'd Katie go? Oh, she's sitting in the storage unit in her sauna. I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's fine back there. You don't even see it right now.
I see it.
Okay. It's hiding behind the couch right now. We're hoping to implement it into the office decor, but I feel like it's not going to work.
I fear that's not possible. Can it be like an end table? I mean, it's like a nice piece of wood, I feel
like. I'm thinking we like build something to put on top of it.
Okay.
And it can be like, it can moonlight as like a table.
Okay, but then, literally think of in 2 months when it's a sauna outside.
Yeah.
And you just have a sauna sitting in your space.
But it's not like a super sweaty sauna. It's not like a steam room. It's dry heat.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is you're going to want the space that the sauna is taking up in 2 months when you just want to be cold.
Yeah, true.
Also, a storage unit for you is honestly so nice. Like, you can put your winter clothes down there.
I was going to put my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
There's no room for the sauna there.
You know what my mentality of late has been? We will cross that bridge when we get to it. I am such a stressed out Sally, overthinker. I'm just like, you know what? Let me just like let that bridge wait over there. And when we get to the bridge, we'll figure it out. Like, we're not at the bridge yet. You know.
You're still moving in.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you're making great progress.
I believe the 3 weeks that I promised is up and things are still kind of awry, but...
You're in great shape.
Things are shaping up to be good. I had my organizer friends come over and help me out, and my dresser is coming on Friday, nice. So...
Did you end up picking a song for your Chelsea apartment?
No, you can't pick the song until after you move out.
I know it's going to be the song that I suggested.
Adam's alluding to, like, someone asked me on a Q&A to assign a Taylor Swift song to each of my New York City apartments.
Yeah.
And I did it without problems. Like, it was
such a good job. Also.
It was so like, easy for me to do. Yeah. It's easy because I genuinely associate songs with like memories and moments in my life. Right. Like I'd say most people, hopefully most people do that. Anyway, this apartment obviously doesn't have a song yet because we haven't lived here long enough. Like Jack and I have only been here for like 3 weeks.
I'm convinced it's the one I said. Well, you can revisit in a year because
do you want to tell them what your thought is?
No, because I just don't want to. I want to keep it to myself.
I think it needs to be lived in a bit more. We need some lore about the apartment other than just the general sentiment.
I'm predicting that that's going to be the song that's assigned to this apartment. If it's something, I mean, you may pick something else for the sake of like proving me wrong. At this point, but hopefully you forget.
I'm not like that. I'm not, you know, striving to prove you wrong, Adam. That's not how I live my life. Maybe you live to prove me wrong, but that's not how I vibe.
Katie's referencing that we got in a fight.
Adam and I got in a fight. Well, it was over something like
Colby too. Everybody, I was in a fight with everybody in that chat, but no, I thought I was being normal.
This is what you do.
Were we fighting?
You like to play devil's advocate.
I wasn't playing devil's advocate.
This is a separate topic, guys, but like we were having a fight. Well, we weren't even having a fight initially. It was just like honestly a very thoughtful conversation we were having about law impacting influencer or like creators.
I think we should tell the situation and then I want the people to vote if they think I was playing devil's advocate.
Well, okay. So, you know, we talked about the people hate when I call her that girl, but I just don't remember her name. I'm sorry, guys. Like there was a female who created a video calling influencers boring.
Yes.
And she just posted another video yesterday saying that she'd lost her job because of the first video that she made.
Right.
Right.
Which is very sad. And we were talking about how like, oh, that's like crazy. But then we were talking about like the legal implications. Like, is she allowed to be terminated because of the video?
Right.
And the thing is like, there's like all this stuff, like details about like she works for this company that like has to do with like that works directly with influencers as talent. So like it's a breach of like what she does. But we were just kind of breaking down like the legal, like does she have a case for it to like to take them to court over it?
And because Adam thinks yes.
Wrongful termination.
So my first statement was like, oh, if I were her, I would get an employment attorney. And then I think that Katie and Colby assumed that meant I was on her side. But I was like, no, if I owned the company, I would fire her too. Like, I would think that was a bad representation of my brand. But what I was saying is she didn't name anybody. So I was like, you can't really like fire somebody for just saying influencers are boring. Like, that's such a general statement. And if that's actually the reason that they like fired her, like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you just can't do that.
Yeah.
Which, then Colby was like, if you're an at-will employee, which like everybody is, like I'm an at-will employee. I'm sure Colby is
like,
too.
They can just fire you.
Wait,
they can just
fire you. I'd never heard that term before. Can you explain what this is?
Like you're employed at will. It's the will.
It's hard to explain any other way.
The will runneth dry, then you get fired. Like,
It's just like you sign a contract willingly to work at a company.
Is
so you're
everybody
an at-will
at will?
Essentially
every employee is like an at-will employee.
Like teachers get tenure, they're not at-will employees, I think, at that point.
Yeah. But like generally
know.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But like if you live specifically in New York and California, like just because you're an at-will employee, you still have to abide by labor laws in the state that you live
in. This is like so I just didn't know any of this stuff.
I was just thoughtfully saying it in our group chat and I got in trouble.
I didn't not agree with you. You just like took a stance as like the devil's advocate of the conversation.
There was no devil's advocate. I was like, no, I would have fired
your
her
tone
too.
Your tone was giving
it was giving it was giving like you
guys do you work saw the screenshots of
how
the sex?
My mother talks about group chats and she's like, I don't like the way that you're talking to each other. And me and we're like, what?
And then we like got to a point where I was like, are we in a fight?
Well, because I literally was like, just to be clear, I'm not being devil's advocate.
Well, we were just like discussing, it honestly got to a point where we weren't even discussing this girl anymore. We were discussing law, which the two of us have no fucking right. Were you chat GPTing on the side?
We just work in legal.
Adam's up on the employment law. He loves employment law.
We had opposite opinions.
Yeah, if you ever need an employment lawyer, reach out to Adam Harrison to be your consultant. I will look at your contract.
Only if you want to hire a devil's advocate.
Yeah. He might tell you, always going to get fired.
No, I'd be like, get a lawyer. That's always my answer. Okay. Get a lawyer.
Kim's my lawyer.
Kim is my lawyer.
No, but it was funny.
And with that, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing? I was literally mouthing the intro with Katie because I was like, I can't remember if it's my turn or her turn, and I was fully about to dive into it.
I wasn't gonna say it last week, but you actually did it 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, you should have told me.
You kind of stole my spotlight.
I hate to steal your thunder.
No, that's totally okay. You were just in the zone.
I was in it.
I let you.
I was in it to win it.
Colby, do you want a pillow behind your head?
I've been inching down. Well, you've been like this.
I'm like a turtle. You're gonna strain your neck.
I am straining already.
All right, get comfortable.
We're all like moving around so much. Like, do you see this setup that I've provided for myself down here?
Yeah,
that's better.
I just can't sit on my ass because there's a giant hole in it.
Do you want this pillow? Oh, you have one.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You tell me what. Do you want to be on all fours? Sorry, we needed to adjust our position.
All we do is laugh here.
I feel like I'm in a lie detector.
Colby looks like he's in a straitjacket chair.
You look comfortable.
I'm so glad that God. I look comfortable.
You're so funny.
See, we just need to get a new mic stand and then we'll be fine.
We need two new mic stands now.
Yeah, well, true. I've just been doing this.
Production. Come in. I want to hear about Colby's big day last night. And her first week of work.
Yeah, my first week of work is essentially in the can.
At first, I was like, in the can, like, it's bad. Week of work. I was stressed.
No, it's been great. I am really happy. Everybody's been so nice and helpful. I just have really realized about myself that I am terrible at feeling like I don't know what I'm doing. And, like, when I feel like I should know what I'm doing type of thing. But obviously, you're new to a job. You have to learn the internal processes and like how things work at the company, not just how to do your job.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at now. And everybody's like, yeah, your first week's like a fake week, but you're doing so much and like you can't turn your brain off for like.
Well, you're just the like drinking time. From a fire hose of information.
Right. Yeah. It's like there's so much coming at you. And it's just mentally draining. So I'm excited that we don't have plans this weekend so I can finally just like decompress.
Wait, I literally think we should take Katie to that Italian restaurant.
Oh, I'm down.
Colby and I went to the most amazing, amazing, amazing Italian restaurant last weekend in Tribeca that we just popped on into.
Yeah.
After a day of activities. And I've
been wanting to go since I lived there. They have really cute tables outside and there's just always people there, and it's intrigued me since I've lived in the neighborhood and I've never gone.
And it's massive inside and we had no idea how big it was.
It's
mind you, Colby and I were also cozy. We were hammered when we walked into that place.
Yeah.
we were going home. Like we had a full day, and then Colby and I Ubered to her apartment, and I was just gonna walk from her apartment, and we were like, should we just like go get dinner?
Yeah, and because everybody was ordering food and I was gonna eat anyway when I got home.
Well, we can go this weekend and toast to Colby's first week of her new job.
Oh my god, thanks guys.
In which she has an office.
I do.
Can you tell the people what you mean by I have an office?
Well, in my last work setup, we had a communal working space and we just all kind of sat together side by side, and I now have an office, which feels so foreign to me. I keep my door open though, like I want to talk to everybody.
You're an easy boss. You're easy to talk to. You're so open.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
You need a fern.
Oh, I need to decorate somehow.
You need a love fern.
Do other people decorate their offices?
Yeah, I mean, people have stuff in there. I'm not gonna get like curtains and stuff. Like I just want to get a few personal touches.
I feel like that'd be so funny if you were the person that came in and you had like a decorator come in and really outfit your office.
Oh yeah,
like I feel like there has to be people like that.
Probably.
Are there in your office? Like, is anybody's office like fully decked out?
But I think it's just like a collection of things that they've
accumulated over the years. Yeah. Got it.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, and also just the fact that you're skilled enough to be considered for an office.
Yeah.
Like, you have an office because you earned that office.
I was shocked.
Like, it's crazy that we are at the age where we could have offices. You know what I mean?
I know.
And Colby literally is like people reporting to her. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, Colby's a boss. Mentally, I'm like an intern.
No, but I feel like everyone feels like that.
Yeah, it's like imposter syndrome like of corporate America.
Yeah.
That I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah. No, do you ever see those TikToks where it's like, yesterday I was shotgunning a beer in college at a frat party, and today I'm managing like multi-million dollar budgets. And do you know the TikTok?
It does not make sense. No.
No. Well, I'll send it to you guys after if I can find it. But it's just like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen those videos. I understand that. That's not what I was saying. Doesn't make sense. But I understand what they're saying. Like, it does not make sense because that really does feel like yesterday.
Well, because if you think about your 20s, like you start off your 20s not even being able to drink alcohol legally, and then you end your 20s like gearing up to freeze your eggs because, oh my God, I'm turning 30. Like, it's like crazy. Like, you, and then through that span, you like raise and you go up the corporate ladder as well,
but you just still feel like a baby.
But it happens so fast. It's like literally a blink of an eye. I cannot believe it.
Like, the fact that we're old as hell is crazy to me.
Yeah And my thing is, it's on the one hand, like, I obviously feel qualified to do what I'm doing, but on the other, I literally am like, I'm so little.
I'm just a baby.
It's imposter syndrome. It's okay. Yeah. You're doing great, sweetie. We're so proud of you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Remember, that's the theme of this episode. Yes. Like, you're doing great. First week in the can.
First week in the can.
In the books.
I think the first week is the hardest, probably. I was so nervous on the first day of work, just to, like, I think I said this when I was talking about it, but just to go into a new office of just all new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like first day of school vibes.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like, where do I sit at lunch?
No, it's like first day at a new school vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you transferred.
Because there's like already people who are established as like, those are their work friends, whatever. You have to crack who your work friends are going to be, see who will accept you into their group.
I feel like I've been texting Colby like every single day being like, what's the tea? Like, who's the girl you're going to be besties with?
I've
identified some
friends, I think. So things are good.
Are you going to have a work wife?
No.
I always wanted a work wife. Like, I don't get a work wife.
I have a bestie.
Colby earlier this week was like, I'm going to like keep it separate. Like, I'm going to make sure like I have my work life and then I have my separate life. And I was like, damn, I really need to consider doing that because I always just get way too deep into work.
You're tangled.
I'm so tangled.
Yeah. It's more so like I have had such strong friendships that made it like hard to have work conversations sometimes, you know? And so that's what I'm trying to avoid, is getting so intertwined in like friendships and personal relationships that I feel uncomfortable talking about like work needs.
You can't be professional.
Yeah.
And now you're a big boss. You need to maintain the aura that you're important and in charge.
Well, that, but like, seriously, if I was having like a work problem, I've had situations where I'm like, I would feel uncomfortable just like bringing this up because we're friends.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
You know? Like, it's awkward if like your boss is your bestie, for example.
Like, the people that are under you, do you have to like give them a performance review at the end of the year and stuff?
I would assume so.
Like, for sure.
That would be difficult if you... Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you become, like, very good friends with someone, like, having to tell them, like...
Negative feedback.
Their negative things. Like, if we had to, like, have a friendship performance review, can you imagine?
That'd be kind of funny.
Well, I mean, we are in business together because of the podcast.
Should we give each other a performance review?
No, because I'm too sensitive for that. I'm literally too sensitive for that.
Katie would give me a 0 for my employment law knowledge.
Well, I mean, clearly I don't know anything either.
I think we have a constant feedback loop.
I just like to fight in the group chat.
We're all very comfortable with each other.
True, but like, I just feel like I'm picturing it in like a corporate setting of us like sitting down, like hands crossed, like, okay. So you feel good after the first week?
I feel good. I feel like I made the right choice out of my choices that I had. And I think I'm going to crush it.
That's a spirit that we like to hear.
I think so too.
So, we'll see.
I love that for you.
It's been a very bountiful week for Colby Cassidy. You've got the job, you went on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of things going on.
Yeah, I was having deep, deep regrets.
About the date?
For having agreed to it, yeah.
Oh, because you just had a stressful week?
Yeah, like, I was just so mentally exhausted, especially yesterday, because I just haven't found my routine yet either.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the office, obviously, but I was at my old job, but it was like a little bit more lax with the arrival time. Like, we showed up closer to like 9:30, 10, and this very much like I wanted to get there at 9, make it seem.
You're like, still trying to figure out like the flexibility and like what the,
I hadn't been on my usual cadence of working out before work. So I feel like I was just generally more lethargic. And then also by the end of the day, I just was like, whoa.
Well, you're inhaling so much information. I'm sure you're exhausted.
And just like so many conversations all day.
Well, girl, that did not stop you. I am tracking Colby last night and I'm like, I literally texted Colby at like 11, I don't even know what the time it was, 11:30 p.m. And I'm like, girl, I'm going to tell you one thing about yourself. You love a 4-hour date.
Yeah. And no, but I must say that I did, in like preface, I was like, I'm a bit delirious, I have to admit. Like, I am not kidding. When I got home, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I have to go out right now. But I'm happy that I went. It was fun. But then once we were sitting there for so long, I started to fade. I was like, I need to be in my bed so badly.
I think that would happen to anybody on 4-hour dates.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you.
Well, also, like, it's a big week for you. Yeah. Like, that makes total sense. I feel like typically you have like more energy after, like, you do a lot of things after work.
Oh, yeah.
In general, I think this week was just hard.
No,
obviously.
Yes, this
for
week.
For obvious reasons.
Getting back in a routine of waking up at 6 a.m., like, not working out.
Yeah.
But it was good. We went to Sloan's.
Sloan's.
What is that?
We saw what it looks like with furniture. Because we had gone last week.
We went for Bridget and Danielle, the twins' birthday party. It's in a hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is, so to tell the people, date number two with the guy that you met through the other guy.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Exactly.
When we were in Boston.
Yes.
You guys know, who we're talking about.
Yeah.
So date number two at Sloan. So you were in the cocktail bar area?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's such a vibe.
So chic.
Okay,
yeah. It used to be the Butterfly Room.
I don't think I ever went to the Butterfly, or maybe I did, but it's just been so long. Because didn't it close like years ago?
Yeah, it closed a couple years ago. And then this whole hotel got completely redone.
Wait, so what was the hotel?
I don't remember what it was called, but I think now it's called like the Marlin or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't recall.
It might not be called that, but
it was so beautiful. It smelled so good in there. That's a great date. So he suggested that. Okay. He gets points for that.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah. It's a good pick, it seems like.
Good vibes. It's like sexy in there.
What'd you drink?
I had two skinny margaritas.
Okay.
Nice.
Two skinnies?
Two skinnies over 4 hours? That's good of you.
It's very Colby of you.
I would not. I would be four.
Colby loves to nurse a drink on a date.
No, I'm really like proud of you. Like that takes skill.
Yeah.
No, me on a 4-hour date, I'd be like, no. I'd be 17 martinis in.
I'd be three sheets to the wind. So did he only have two drinks too?
No. He got more.
How many?
There we go.
I wasn't keeping track.
Probably one an hour, maybe. Like that's. Yeah. I feel like that's like a...
Was he drinking like a cocktail or beer?
No, he got wine.
What's your drink of choice?
He got wine.
Wine. Okay, classy.
White or red?
White, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Conversation flowed. You're in love.
No, the conversation was flowing. It was great vibes.
Great vibes. Okay. Are you going to see him again?
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, I want you to tell the people about what happened on the last date, aka like what happened after.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I need you to share.
No,
it's
No. But it's like, no. I'm not talking about that.
Oh my God.
It's impossible to talk about.
The girl sitting next to you?
Oh. That I can talk
I feel like
about.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, so the day after...
What did you think he was talking about?
Yeah, I'm so curious.
I thought you wanted me to describe how I told you how we were sitting.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's not interesting.
No. Okay, yeah. No. Tell them about the girl.
No, so somebody DM'd me. Either like the day after or a couple days after we went out last week and was like, I was on a date right next to you. Honestly, like, thanks for not saying anything. I would have been so awkward.
Because you sat at the bar, didn't you?
Well, no. I mean, technically, it was, like, bar seating, but at that place, they have a counter that, like, wraps around all the windows or the perimeter. Oh, okay. And so we were sitting there.
Because I'm picturing this girl on her first date literally just sitting directly, like, back to back with you.
No, we were, like, next to each other. I think I know who it was.
Oh, really?
Well, that's kind of nice. Like, she probably looked over and was like, okay, Colby is here too. Like, I feel safe.
Yeah, she said she felt reassured.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Wasn't she also like, your man is tall as hell?
Yeah. And that is also reassuring for you to hear. Yeah.
I was like, Colby definitely loved getting that message. The reassurance was so key. Like, whoever that was, good job. Like,
there's no denying that he's tall.
Did you wear heels on both dates?
No. The first date I wore flats, and last night I wore like tiny little booties.
Okay, well, this sounds very positive.
Yeah,
I'm very happy for you, and I'm relieved for you that the girl did not say anything to you, because I know you would have lost your damn mind and never saw the man ever again after that.
I would have just like, she died was like laughing.
I listened to the podcast, like, you'd be like, what podcast?
This also this isn't the first time that's happened, like, on the pod. Like, I think, didn't I say when I was at the Met, like, on a date, I think some girl walked by me and was like, I saw you on a date, but I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. No, it's like, the people know to keep it discreet.
Somebody which did is see so you on a date and say something, though, but that might not have been a podcast listener.
I had someone come up to me on a date, I was, like, fine with it. I feel like because of my job, my full-time job being influencing, like, or whatever the heck you want to call it, content creation, I feel like it's already going to come out anyway, like, what I do, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to discuss that within the first 10 minutes. So, like, it isn't crazy for someone to be like,
well, I feel like for you, it's like if somebody asks you what you do for work. Like, when somebody asks Colby and I that, it's not like we're going to say, like, we podcast.
No, podcast that's like, is not going to be like the headline of what you say. Like, maybe you'll mention it, but like, maybe not on the first date.
You're like, oh, I create content.
So it kind of comes to the territory. Also, it's so incredibly flattering, obviously. And I'm never going to like be mad at someone for coming up to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like for you guys, it's different.
For Colby and I, it's like if somebody comes up to us and is like, oh my God, I listened to the podcast. Then all of a sudden the guy's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? And then the guy's going to be like,
you got the wrong girl.
Did you talk about, oh my God, I'm going to listen.
No, he's going to be like, did you talk about me?
I'm still convinced that Hillstone Sugarfish Man has not found or listened to the podcast.
You need to update on that.
I'm seeing him on Saturday, probably.
Oh my God.
And I'm the worst.
No. Well,
you said that you were going to have a conversation and ask where he's at, so are you not gonna do that? You're just gonna see what happens.
Yeah.
You literally were talking such a big game. You were like, I don't care, I'll have that conversation, I'll bring it up, I'm ready for the cold hard truth.
I talk a big game.
Yeah. So you're fake and you're a masochist because this man,
well, okay, so this is like the way that I think about it, though.
He's not a bad guy. I'm being dramatic. He's just giving you such mixed, like, you don't know what's going on and it's like confusing to you.
Well, this is the only reason that I'm not like gonna actively bring it up, is because I think last week's episode I talked about how like I saw him on Saturday, it's giving me like friend vibes, like we got like 2 Aperol spritzes, we hung out for like a little bit, and then he went and met with his mom, and then afterwards I felt like we were mutually ghosting each other. I think we talked about this in last week's episode, right?
We covered it. Okay. Yes.
Because we thought we were mutually ghosting each other, and then he texted me on Monday being like, how was your weekend? Like, how are you feeling? Whatever, XYZ. And so I was like, okay, like, I guess like he's still interested. And so in my head, I'm kind of like, I wonder why he's keeping it up, because it doesn't really feel like we're like actively dating. Like, we've been on at that point 7 dates, it's been 2 months. I was kind of like, I don't really know where this is going. Yeah. So in my head, I was like, okay, like if he reaches out again, I feel like I'm getting mixed signals. So I'm just going to like say something about it. But then I was also like, I'm just going to start fading off and not texting him as much, which is what I did. I was like, I'm not going to make it a priority to text him. I'm going to fade off a little bit and then
match his energy.
Yeah, match his energy, which is the advice I always
say. Yeah. You always say to do that. When in doubt, match his energy.
Exactly. And I did. And I literally fully stopped texting him back. And like, if the conversation got boring or dull or dry, like I would just not text him back.
Yeah.
And then he would text me again, like a couple days later. And so as an example, he like over the weekend, he'd ask me like, how's your weekend? Like, what are you up to? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I shared what was going on in my weekend, and he didn't ask me to hang out or like to see where he could fit me in his schedule. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm not responding to this. Like, this is just like endless back and forth, and I'm just not interested. And then Monday morning, what does he do? Is he texts me. And he's like, hey, do you want to, or maybe this is Tuesday morning or something. And he was like, hey, do you want to get a drink tonight?
And in my head, I'm like, this is so strange. And I think what the conclusion I've come to is that that's just like, just how he is. Like, I don't think he's playing games with me. I think that he enjoys my company and wants to like keep things going at his pace. But
the question is, do you want to keep going at his pace?
So what I've decided, I think, is yes, because I...
So in conclusion, yes.
Are you going to try and find other options?
Yes. So what I was about to say is that's the reason that I feel like I'm okay with what this is, because like we're not exclusive. We're clearly not like actively seeing each other. It's like we're hanging out. I enjoy my time when I'm with him. Yeah. I've said that every single time we've like been on this podcast. Like I do actually really enjoy the time when we're together.
Yeah.
It's just like the texting where I feel like it's a little bit mixed signals. But I honestly think it might just be like how he is.
Yeah.
And how he texts and operates and whatever. Like, I don't think he's not interested in me, because there's no legit no other explanation as to why he would consistently keep up with me, you know,
and keep continue up with to ask you, me to hang out. Leave the house, get ready, spend money. Like, I feel like these are all signs pointing to like he also enjoys your company.
Yeah.
But it's just like on confusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just confusing. Like, are we friends or are we not?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the question here.
So we're still confused.
last week we were confused.
This week said we're still confused.
No, I literally like listened to the episode and I'm like, I feel like the only logical title for this episode is We're Confused.
For sure.
And
but I'm not, okay, so what we're doing moving forward, I'm not going to let it hinder me from seeing other people. Like, I'm still interested in talking to other people and going on other dates, like should they present themselves. But I also would still like to see him, and if he decides to like move it forward in some capacity, like I'm gonna let him bring it up and like dictate the pace.
Okay, I like that.
You know, because I'm like fine with whichever way. Like if he texted me tomorrow and was like, hey, I'm not interested anymore, I don't want to see you again, like I wouldn't be upset about it. I'd be like, cool, nothing's a surprise to me at this point with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at with him.
What are you doing on Saturday?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Maybe trying out like some new place. I feel like there are a lot of new places that I wanted to go to. Like I saw like Shy Shy in Chelsea, looks kind of nice.
Excuse me, that's literally so close to where we are currently.
Wait, can we please go?
Well, not like close to like my apartment per se, but close to my subway stop. And I've walked by it every time I get off the subway.
It looks so nice.
Fantastic. It's actually right next to a gay bar.
Which one?
Big. Is that what it's called? Big?
Another place that I want to go before in this area is Bar Bonobo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Also I've had that on my list since like last year and still haven't gone.
No, let me look.
I was looking at Shy Shy.
Gay bar is called Jim. It's called Jim Sports Bar, and it's so gay in the best way. No, it's like, but it's honestly.
You and Katie say something is so gay. It's so funny to me.
Rainbow flags everywhere, but it's so I actually went once because Jack's friends, like we were like, it was one of those days where it was actually impossible to go anywhere. It was like a beautiful day,
yeah,
like last spring, like the first beautiful day of spring last year. And I remember they were like really struggling to find a place where we could go watch like some game that was on, like I forget even what sport it was. And the guys were Googling like where to go, and Jim Sports Bar comes up, and they're like, oh, that sounds really masculine and dude, like let's go there, like it's probably fine, it's called Jim. We get there, it is like the most gay scene ever, but it was like such a vibe, we were like, let's just stay. So we all just stayed there.
It was probably so fun. I think gay bars are like literally so much fun.
They were watching the game that they wanted to see, and everyone there was like so nice and cool and like didn't mind that we were there. Like I don't think it's like a rigid like you shouldn't be straight if you're here type of vibe.
I mean, we keep saying this, but like I need to actually tell you guys we're going to a gay bar tonight.
Well, great, we're gonna go to Jim.
Perfect.
And then we can go to Shy Shy after.
We should honestly try to go to Shy Shy this weekend. Like if we have no plans, we should just walk in like at a decent time.
Wait, back up. We weren't supposed to have plans this weekend.
Yeah.
Colby needs rest. I need plans.
I honestly need rest too. I can feel myself getting sick.
Depressed. I know my throat is scratchy.
Enough of this.
I think it's the allergies.
Yeah, I might have one plan in me, which I feel like should be the dinner.
The Italian place?
Italian place.
I'm okay with that.
Save the gay evening for after our friend's wedding.
That's actually good. I'm not ready for that.
No, you can take us on a little
a gay night out.
A bar tour. Perfect. What's it called? Crawl. A gay crawl.
Because I told you guys when I went with like our other friend, whatever it was, like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Whenever I lost my wallet and went through that whole situation, like that was honestly
GNO.
Yeah, we were having GNO. Like, that was, like, full GNO. We met some random gay dudes at a bar. They took us to the next club. Like, it was such a GNO.
Okay, so not this weekend.
Next weekend's
and your... I want to go to a place next that weekend plays I'm music videos, and like we'll play Ariana Grande.
Perfect.
Where I can bop and rock.
I love it. That's exactly. I know the place.
There's actually a bunch of like. There's another place I walked by that looked to be similar to this vibe.
Well, Katie, you're in gay Mecca. Like all the gays I know live for, yeah. Right around
wait,
you.
Wait, what the hell? No one told me this. I love it. I feel so safe.
You belong here.
Anyway, Colby and I are gonna move here too. Last night I went to Bathtub Gin.
Oh, I saw it. Looked amazing.
And we got s'mores at our table. And I thought like I ordered the s'mores thinking, oh, it's just gonna be like a pre-made s'more, or like maybe their take on a s'more, and it's like not actually a s'more, because in New York you order something and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like it's just their take on it. They brought us a miniature fireplace, like a miniature like bonfire.
I used to have one of those.
Like with sticks and the whole shebang, marshmallows, chocolate.
It looks so,
so we have to go there too, so we put that on the list.
I'm so down. It looks so nice.
I haven't been there in years.
You fooled me a little bit with the outside of it. I really thought you were in Fidei because it said Stone Street.
Yeah, but that's just what the coffee place is called. That is so.
Wait, so it's the same one that's Front of Alley's.
Bathtub Gin is a speakeasy.
Oh. And yes, Stone Street does not exist.
Stone anymore. Street Coffee is like, well, it actually is a coffee place. You can get coffee there.
Oh, during the day. I thought that it was closed. I looked it up.
I went last week.
Oh, on maps it says permanently closed.
Oh, interesting.
The one here.
Yeah.
The one that is Bathtub Gin, like that is in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's open. You can go.
Did I go on a date to Bathtub Gin with the Irish guy?
Maybe. I haven't been to Bathtub Gin since, this is a real throwback, since my first job pre-COVID holiday party.
Ooh.
Was at One Oak. And we went to Bathtub One Oak. Gin.
That is a
after.
Crazy.
One yeah. Oak.
We went to One Oak, stopped at Artichoke Pizza, and then went to Bathtub Gin.
Is One Oak still in business? I remember like that being so popular. And
yeah,
like,
I feel like they closed.
Justin Bieber went one time and everyone was like, oh my God, we gotta go to One Oak.
Everybody ended up at One Oak.
One Oak, Budokan, those like...
Scott Disick like promoted there every night.
We're going to have such a fun weekend when we feel up to it.
We're having our GNO soon.
I can't wait for our GNO.
After our really remarkably chill weekend that we're going to have, speaking it into existence, maybe not for you, but for me.
I can barely walk, so I think I will probably. Maybe I should chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You need to rest, actually. That's a mandate.
Yeah, should I tell the people what I...
What ails you?
Well, for everybody who is dying to know, I had surgery on Monday, which is horrible. It wasn't anything too crazy and I'm fine, but like
I wasn't sure if you were going to discuss this.
I know.
I feel like it's like, I don't really care.
Okay.
I'm not going to like go into the details.
No, it's up to you, but.
Well, I already told them, you know, about my whole getting cut open on a Friday before our friend's bachelorette, didn't I? Yeah. I
did you?
Yeah,
did you?
I put that all over the podcast.
Oh yes. Duh. You did discuss this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No,
sorry.
My medical stuff is all over the internet. Okay. Also this way, I'm going to write it off on my taxes.
You should.
The people need to know about my surgeries.
It's fodder for the podcast.
You can write off medical expenses.
It's a business expense.
You know?
I don't know.
If the people find value from it on the podcast, I'm going to tell my CPA to try.
Okay, so you had
this. But yeah, so I had a little surgery on Monday. So like 4 days ago.
We're glad you're feeling okay.
A little procedure.
Just a little nip and a tuck. Except there's no tuck. There's just a nip. And I've just been
honestly, thank God there was no tuck, because the tuck sounded like the worst option.
For sure. It was my first time under general anesthesia, which was crazy. And I was a menace to the entire NYU Langone Hospital upon waking up from the anesthesia, which is the worst part about all of this, is Alex being like, do you remember waking up from the anesthesia? Because like Alex took me, Colby had also offered to take me before she started work. But Alex ended up being my escort to the hospital since I was going under general anesthesia and needed a little babysitter. And Alex is like, do you remember waking up from the anesthesia? And I was like, no, not really. Like, what happened? And he's like, well, first of all, you tried to set up a date between the nurse and our other roommate. Was your first offense. The second offense was asking the nurse why she was even in the room and why the surgeon wasn't there. And for context, my surgeon had to do the surgery earlier this week because she was going to Thailand. Or no, she's going to Indonesia, like Bali. And so I was yapping all the nurses being like, what's she going to do? Just cut me open and then jet off to Bali? Like, why isn't the surgeon in here to tell me what needs to happen after this?
So you just didn't like the nurse doing her job.
I didn't like the nurse doing her job. And then she tried to feed me applesauce. I didn't want her applesauce. I told her that it probably had high fructose corn syrup in it and I was not going to eat it.
But Every time that I get anesthesia, I just want ginger ale.
I didn't want anything. I was like, I want some Ozempic. I was like, I was like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I need to be out of this hospital immediately. And then the surgeon came in and her and I were like yapping back and forth. And I told her to her face also, I was like, what? So you're just going to cut me open and then jet off to Bali, girl? Like, were you planning on leaving me here? And then her and I were going back and forth. She thinks I'm hilarious. So I made some good jokes.
Honestly, it was probably like great for her. She was probably like, this is hilarious. This is like good.
Easy patient.
Good entertainment for my day.
It was good banter. And then she turns to Alex and she's like, good luck with him.
Oh my God.
She definitely thought you were in a domestic partnership.
Oh, for sure. They kept calling Alex my partner.
Yeah.
They were like, can we go get his partner like at the beginning? Because when you go in by yourself.
Wait, that's so sweet.
And you have to like put on the robe and everything. Like I like went in and put on the robe. I've never been under like had any surgery or been under anesthesia before. So naturally I was like freaking out. And I was sitting in the room and I was like, can you guys go like till Alex come in? And they were like, can somebody go get his partner or something like that? And I was like, okay.
Wait, that's so that's like sweet that they, but kind of crazy that they would just assume that. I feel like you can't assume these things.
Yeah. Well, they just saw me and they were like, that's a gay. That's a gay for sure. Alex,
how can
gotta
they just
be a gay
assume
as well.
That? Well, I'm glad that he was there for you.
Oh my God.
He's I feel like Alex is the perfect person to go through this with you because he is so patient and like.
So patient. And I'm like so psychotic.
You were a menace.
Such a menace. I was bullying every single person in NYU Langone. I was also just pissed at them because. Like, the one thing I realized about any type of surgery is, like, how the fuck do normal people afford healthcare?
I know. It's ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous.
And I have insurance. And I was like, and I still got, like, a massive, massive, massive five-figure bill. And I was like, what the, like, how the fuck does anybody afford this?
No.
It, like, woke me up. I was like, I feel woke now.
It's
like,
crazy.
Why do we have such high healthcare costs? And I thought about Katie. And I was like, Katie's literally self-employed. Like, I have corporate insurance. Like, if
no,
this happened
no,
to
that's
you,
why, like, I really have to be, careful in my day-to-day life because I cannot.
It's ridiculous.
I need
how
to knock on wood.
No, literally, not. I'm knocking on wood for you because I got the bill from NYU and I was like, "Are these people on crack?" Like, I was literally, mind you, I was outpatient, so I was in the hospital for 3 hours.
Well, it's crazy because it's like like this was like an important surgery. Like, it's not like you were just like getting your boobs done or something. Yeah. Like,
it was not elective.
Yeah.
No. Like, I didn't choose.
I understand
shit.
Like paying like high. Yeah, if you're getting an elective surgery, like, you save up for that, you know what you're getting yourself into. These are like things that you need for like your well-being on a day-to-day basis. Like,
yeah, like you wake up one day and suddenly you need to have this procedure
like
done next week.
You should not live your life in pain.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy that like you have to pay and people just be in debt. They'll be in debt.
The fact also like that I didn't have a choice. Like, I literally went to the doctor and they were like, okay, like, you need to get an MRI. Got an MRI and they were like, okay, you need to get a surgery. Like, this is all within like a 9 days.
Oh my God.
You can't
also
have time to save.
MRIs are so expensive.
I know.
I haven't even seen the bill for that.
I got five with my Lyme.
For Lymes?
And my poor parents.
I know. I was going to say, thank God you weren't paying for yourself.
No, I was still like depending on them because, I mean, I was on their insurance. I was their dependent or whatever, or whatever the heck that. But do you know how much it costs to deliver a baby? To like have a baby in the hospital?
How much?
I'm going to Google the average price right now. Average
cost. I think it's like $30,000.
Of delivering a baby.
Does insurance
in a
cover
hospital.
That?
It covers some of it.
Okay. The average cost of delivering a baby in the hospital in the U.S., including both vaginal and C-section, can range from $13,000 to $27,000. I want to see, like, including insurance.
Well, so while you're looking that up, I'll say that my, like, my hospital bill alone, mind you, I was in the hospital for 3 hours, was $20,000, and that's not including my surgery.
Right.
Okay.
I obviously didn't have to pay for that. Like, the majority of that was covered by insurance, but I did have to pay, like, a few grand of that, which is, like, horrible.
I don't know. It all seems fake.
Like, I know, I was like, where did you come up with a $20,000 bill? Literally.
Because then also, how is the insurance company even paying for that, regardless of like the premium that you pay?
100%. But I was yapping Alex. I was like, how the F? And I was yapping to him, of course, while I was under anesthesia and there's nurses all around me. I'm like, how the fuck do normal people afford this? Like, this is insane. And he was like, they don't. They just don't pay their bill. And I'm like, can I just not pay my bill?
Yeah, Frank Gallagher on Shameless was literally always in the hospital. And they'd always be like, you got a stack of bills coming your way.
Oh my
The average cost of having a baby with insurance, and this is without complications like C-section or like anything like that, is $6,940, which includes the cost of labor, delivery, and medical care. This is like if you have good insurance too, which is crazy that like on top of having to pay for like all the stuff that babies cost, like in general.
Yeah.
Plus that. Plus going through, like, I should be paid money for going through childbirth. That's crazy. I should be given money for going through that.
I agree completely.
It's crazy shit.
No, guys, if this experience has taught me anything, it's like health is wealth. Like, the second I'm recovered from this shit, I'm going to be, and mind you, of course, I'm like the worst patient ever. Like, within 24 hours of getting out of surgery, I walked the 12,000 steps.
We were so mad at you, by the way.
Went to the gym the next day.
We do not condone any of this. We were harassing him in the group chat. Harassing.
Okay, but I will say, ChatGPT did not set me up for success. Like, she told me I was going to be under severe pain. I mean, I was prescribed, like, some pretty gnarly painkiller. So, like, I was prescribed Percocet. Never had to take it, though, like, because I just haven't had pain the entire time. Have not felt an ounce of pain, honestly, just, like, soreness mostly.
Yeah.
And so, I thought I was fine. And so, like, I went out, walked 12,000 steps, went on a good walk, went to the gym yesterday and just did, like, a light upper body workout. But then yesterday, I felt horrible. So, like, yeah. After I got home from the gym, I was kind of like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Like, it's like wisdom teeth surgery. Have you gotten that?
No.
Have either of you gotten that?
Yes.
Do you know how, like, I feel like the first day, it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. The second day, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It hurts so damn bad. Well, it's because
you still, like, have stuff in your system.
You're still drugged up.
That's what I said to Adam. I was like, see how you feel tomorrow.
You were still on drugs when you were at the gym.
Yeah. But everybody was mad at me. I mean, like, Alex was texting me being like, hey, make sure you take your medicine right now. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take it when I get back home. And he's like, back home? What the hell do you mean? And I was like, oh yeah, I went for a walk. Like, I'm just like out and about. No, I'm just like the worst person at doing nothing.
Yeah, but you need to be good at it. Read another book or something.
I know. Well, today I was going to go to the office.
You're
going
to have to go back to the hospital and spend more money.
Guys, I've been good. I've been like back, you know, I've been chilling. I'm good.
You need to relax.
I know.
And rest so your body can heal so that you can get back to your activities.
I know.
That
now
you love.
I get it. Now I get it. So now I'm being chill. I've been doing a lot of sitting.
If you don't do that, then it's going to take longer to heal or you might get an infection.
I know.
And then it would take a really long time.
I know. Guys.
You should get like a butt donut, you know?
Girl, I need one.
You know, like the donuts that people sit on when they like really hurt their tailbone?
No, like I
like you know
that.
Like if you bruise or like break your tailbone, you have to sit on a donut. I feel like that would help you.
Well, for context of people, I got surgery on my tailbone and I literally like have an open wound down there because they like let it heal, so I'm just consistently
You should get a donut. Wait, they didn't give you, for all that fucking money, they didn't give you a donut?
No.
Jesus,
they gave me a shit ton of gauze.
Well, they give you drugs. That's good.
And drugs.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, gauze and drugs. Pay for those anyway.
It's true.
Separate
fee. So we're on the upswing, people.
You could probably sell those in the black market.
I totally should.
I'm kidding. I don't condone that. That's a joke.
Katie's like, take it back.
Yeah. No, but the government's going to come for me.
This
it's a joke.
Into my dating life because when that guy asked me to get a drink like on Tuesday morning, he'll send Sugarfish Man. And Tuesday morning was the day after I got surgery. And I was like, should I tell him that I got surgery? And Alex and like some of my other friends who I was telling who were just in the vicinity of me were like, I think you should probably just tell him. Like, otherwise, like, because I have kind of like a 4 to 6 recovery timeline and it's not intense. Like, I guess I'll walk and do things and whatever, but like
4 to 6 weeks.
It's like 4 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks is like the maximum recovery. 4 weeks is like.
Okay, okay. I thought you meant days for a minute there. And no. I'm like, wow, that's quick.
It's like, she told me that by week 3, like I should be able to go.
Yeah, that makes total
to berries
sense.
And like do whatever.
They also have to prepare you for like, they have to tell you for like more.
But she was like, the thing I had was so minor that she was like, you will probably be better by week 3. And she was like, week 2, you're going to be like walking a million steps a day again. And like, it should be like a pretty quick recovery.
Yeah. Keywords, week 2.
I know.
Not
I know.
Day 2.
Not 24 hours.
Yeah, you freaking freak.
But anyways, I did end up telling him. And Alex is like, just knowing how this boy texts, I guarantee he's going to be like, OMG, hope you're okay. And literally he did that exact same thing.
He said, OMG, you're okay.
OMG, next text, hope you're okay.
He's like, somewhat robotic with his messages.
So predictable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did end up telling him. I was like, you're going to be like, what the fuck are you saying? And I think
Did you tell him the details?
No, fuck no.
You just
not.
Said I had a medical procedure.
Yeah, I was like, this is kind of funny that I'm replying this to you asking me to get a drink, but I feel like I should tell you that I got surgery yesterday and nothing crazy and I'm totally fine. It's like basically what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be fine by Thursday or Friday, which I will. Like today.
You didn't tell him like what kind?
You cannot take your medication and then go have a drink with him though.
I stopped taking my meds. Because like, I'm just not really... Okay. I'm not in any pain, so like I shouldn't be taking my crazy pain meds.
Don't get addicted to that stuff.
That's so true.
Which is so insane because if you guys saw like the stack of pain meds that this woman prescribed
me,
like
crazy.
You would think I was going into a death spiral.
My parents always were so strict with that. They were like, you can take your pain medication for like the first 24 hours and then you're weaning off of it. And like they were like, only if you absolutely need it.
Yeah.
like splitting everything in half. I remember all the pills, my pills being split in half, like whenever I had. It's crazy that you can just get like hooked on those hooked on phonics.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're on the upswing. We're doing good.
I'm glad you're meeting soon.
I know. We should do
one advice.
Okay. Well, we have some shorties here. One is just a comment that Adam's going to find interesting. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I love listening to the podcast every week and love you all. I thought I would share a book I'm currently reading that focuses on a bartender who works at Hillstone. It's called Someone Just Like You by Meredith Shore. It's a silly rom-com, but I found it amusing considering Adam's obsession with Hillstone and how often it is mentioned in the book. Enjoy your week.
That's so funny. You need to read it.
I have to.
That's on your treatment plan.
I wonder if Meredith Shore, the author, is like a regular. Maybe you've like seen her there.
Maybe you've sat side by side at the bar on dates together.
I've never understood how authors can just like name drop restaurants like that and just do it. Like,
it's like free marketing.
Do you have to pay to like?
Definitely not. I mean, the restaurant benefits.
Do you think you have to ask permission?
I don't think so. Unless you're like negatively. Well, I mean, no, because anybody can write a review for The Clam, for example. Fuck that place.
Adam hates The Clam. The Clam always has reses. I was walking
by there with someone the other day, and they go, oh my God, this place is also so good. And I just started laughing. I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, never mind.
You're like, Adam hates that place.
Adam hates The Clam, so we all hate The Clam.
Everybody needs to hate The Clam. Nobody is allowed to like The Clam.
Okay, this is another little story time. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I had such a crazy thing happen to me today, and I wanted to share because what are the odds? So I matched with this guy on Hinge last week, and we've texted a few times here and there, but didn't make set plans, but briefly talked about hanging out on Friday, which is today. I get a text from him saying, wait, do you live in blank neighborhood? Because I just saw this girl yesterday in the parking lot that looks exactly like you, or you're twins. So I confirmed, and I said the name of the apartment building. Come to find out, this man is my neighbor and lives above me. So oh, no. Funny. We were both laughing because, like, what are the odds of this? That being said, we're hanging out tonight and getting drinks. We'll send updates. XOXO, love the podcast.
Oh my God, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, that's kind of dangerous, I feel like. Like, somebody living above you. It's like, what if they hate each other?
Best of luck to you because, like, that's dangerous territory.
Do you guys follow that girl who's been recently blowing up on TikTok who lives in Denver, Colorado?
Okay, give me more context. I need another line.
I need one more clue.
She's really tall. Is like very pretty, has like really long nails, and she's always talking about these stories of like her and all this drama with her friend group in Denver.
No.
You guys need to listen to her. I feel like you would find her entertaining. She is like, this is just giving me like this Denver, Colorado vibes where like everybody's neighbors, they're all hooking up with each other. There's
Denver,
threesomes.
Colorado sounds very fun. Like I just from knowing people that live there, like people from our high school live there.
I know.
And like they all like are like hooking up with each other.
Yeah. They all hook up with each other. They all like go drink at like 3 p.m. every day. Nobody has serious jobs.
I mean, sounds like really fun, honestly.
I've never been to Colorado. I want to go.
I'll send you guys some of her stories. And if I like, I'll put it in the podcast description too, if I can figure out what her name was. But I feel like you guys would like her. And that just gives me like Denver, Colorado vibes.
Well, this is such a small, like, honestly, what are the odds of this happening? It's very, like,
so small
of world. All the apartment buildings in New York City. And like, it is very crazy.
Oh, she's specified as in New York?
Oh, is she in New York? Oh my God, I just assumed.
She said something about a parking lot, so my assumption is now.
Lol. The fact that I always just assume everyone's in New York, that's crazy of me. Yeah, so she's going on a date with her neighbor. Please let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I want to be kept abreast.
Wait, like this is the kind of thing like we're begging you for a follow-up. Please, please, please. Follow-up.
I love it.
Please, anyway, so that's it for now.
Oh, that's all we got?
Well, we have another, but I don't want to. You have a meeting.
I do have a meeting in 30
minutes.
So
I feel like we'll table it for next week.
Guys,
you gotta waddle on home.
I gotta waddle on home, as Colby said.
We gotta give you extra time.
Literally, as I was approaching Katie's apartment, I was like, I'm really close, but I'm walking really slow.
No, you just have to take it easy. I know it's hard, but you have to.
Take it easy.
This no, guys, literally, time. When I see people running and like walking faster than me, I'm like, I wanna take your legs. Just kidding.
Take your butt.
I want to take that butt. Give me your tailbone, girl. Give me that tailbone.
Yeah.
Oh my and with goodness. That, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Wait, should we tell them we're not posting an episode next week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
I feel like, sorry, I had that thought.
I was still laughing at my joke.
I was like, nobody wants to say it with me this week.
We are taking a spring break.
Yes.
Because next week it's spring break. Katie will be on spring break.
I'm going on a cruise.
Get your cruise on, and, girl.
Like, between the three of us at semester at sea.
Yeah, there's just, we're just not gonna record next week. There's just logistics are not logisticking. So we will catch you in the following week.
But then we'll have a lot of updates, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. You guys better do some stuff.
I'll be berriesing and running a marathon.
I'm gonna be making, like, I really want like a middle-aged couple friend on our cruise, and I want things to happen.
You have to go to bingo.
No, like, I'm dying for, like, you know how people, like Disney adults are a thing?
Yeah.
There's, like, cruise adults, like, oh, people that are obsessed with, like, cruises, and, like, that's their personality. Like, they go on, like, 30 cruises a year. I want to meet a couple like that from, like, the middle of nowhere, and I want to become besties with them, so.
Good. And you can hang with my bestie. Who's going to be on the cruise?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I was like, who?
Yeah, I don't think I knew that you had somebody on the cruise.
Yeah, so, yeah. Because it's being thrown is like, it's like a party. But yeah. It's being host. No.
No. They just like
managed.
Contract it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like managed from an influencer standpoint by Village Marketing, which Colby used to work at. And we love Village.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Anyway, so I'll have stories. You guys will have stories. We will make sure we do like an XL episode when we return from spring break.
With more advice segment, because we owe you guys.
Yes.
And with that.
And now we can say bye.
It's been fun. I love you. See ya.
Bye. Bye. Sorry we left you hanging. That was like a prank.
Yeah.
April Fools.
Oh my God.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.